Arkansas 4th District Congressman Tom Cotton is taking a tougher stance on U.S. military action overseas than many of his freshman Republican colleagues. Alex Burns, senior political reporter at Politico, has an article out today talking about Cotton's stance and what it means for the future of Republican foreign policy. He's on the line with us now. Alex, Cotton is seen as a strong candidate to challenge incumbent Senator Mark Pryor, a Democrat, in the next election here in Arkansas. How does this new stance play into a possible run for the Senate?
Well, for folks in Washington, in the Republican Party, who are really focused on promoting a sort of Bush-style assertive foreign policy, Tom Cotton has stood out in the first few months of his term as just a really effective and aggressive and eager spokesman on a set of issues that a lot of people in the Republican Party are simply not talking about right now. That's why you have, we're reporting today, John McCain, Lindsey Graham, some of the Senate's leading hawks reaching out to Cotton to try to urge him into that race against Pryor.
And Cotton has made national headlines with several controversial statements lately. Could he be playing to the Republican base as well?
Well, he's playing certainly to folks who view foreign policy in much more conservative terms, and he's playing to a national elite audience that has been pretty good to him so far, that you have folks in the conservative media, the magazine, the Weekly Standard, obviously folks on Fox News, who have certainly highlighted Cotton in a way that you don't typically, giving him a kind of attention that you don't typically get when you've been in the House for 2 or 3 months.
And why is that? How is he getting this additional attention? Is it just his statements? Is it just these stances he's taking? Or is there something broader going on here?
I think it's a combination of his statements, the stances he's taking, and the place he's chosen for himself within the Republican Party and his biography. There are not a lot of veterans of Iraq and Afghanistan in either chamber of Congress, and there are probably just as few members of Congress who are focusing on issues of foreign policy and national security. Most folks in the Republican Party, since George W. Bush left office, have really focused on those issues related to spending, jobs, health care, size of government that were so successful in 2010. There aren't a lot of 35-year-old Republican congressmen who are saying, I am staking my career on foreign policy.
In light of him being a freshman Republican congressman and the possibility of a run for the Senate, how is appealing to this broader base, this national audience, going to benefit him in a potential Arkansas Senate election?
Well, Arkansas, as you know, has several Republican members of Congress. Any one of them could run for the U.S. Senate. But here in Washington, in the elite conversation, there is only one name that comes up over and over, and it's Tom Cotton. And it's because he has been so aggressive about putting himself out there as a spokesman for the party. Whether that plays in Arkansas is an entirely different question.
And so what could you possibly see as him trying to get out of this as, playing to a national audience? What's in it for Tom Cotton?
Well, certainly having a national audience, a national platform, is a way of gathering support from national Republican activists who are very influential in primaries. It's a way of introducing yourself to the elite fundraising community that probably doesn't keep up with the goings-on of every freshman member of Congress, but they do read conservative magazines, they do watch conservative television, and so for someone to be out there on their radar is a pretty decent way to set up a statewide campaign.
Alex Burns, thank you very much.
Thank you.